Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right. Well, happy Wednesday, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. Oh, my goodness. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today, unusually, we have Mike in the studio with us.
Man.
I know, man. It is unusual.
A good you couldn't unusual. Get enough.
I know, man. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, our usual co-host, Charles, is with us today.
Best day ever. And I have another one that is, says, it is always a good day to have a great day.
Yay.
I like it.
I like that. So today we have a special guest. He's on the line. We're going to be talking to him in a minute. But as I said last week, but I also said it the past couple of days. This week we're using the opportunity to clarify for you, listening audience, what this agency, the father-child connection, is all about. And we have been elaborating a little bit on our mission. It has a twofold part to our mission. First of all, it's to empower fathers and father figures to establish, reestablish, or strengthen the connection between themselves and their children. But simultaneously, we want to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. And ever since we have been on the air for
the past 7 weeks now.
I know, man. We started on the 1st of August, 2025. We have been getting responses from our listening audience, moms and dads, about the impact that we're having, and we are so grateful. We want to talk to you again, but this time narrowing the focus on what we're about. Normally, we would be discussing one of the letters of spies, and we will get back to that. But in order to help us and you, our listening audience, being on the same page, we are revisiting what we are about. Yesterday, we had an amazing conversation with one of our community partners who helps to provide housing for fathers who are just getting back on their feet. And that is amazing. But today, we have Tony on the line. So Tony is actually in Texas.
Yes. Yes.
In Texas. Tony, are you hearing us?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Tony. Listen, you are part of the Dad Up Radio Show. We are in Florida, but you're in Texas. And thank God for technology. Our footprint or our impact is going beyond where we are.
Even bigger than my footprint.
Even bigger than your footprint. That's a joke to you there. Listen, my brother. Listen, thank you for joining us. How do you listen to us in Texas? Is it on your iPad, your desktop? How do you listen to us?
My big brother Charles Jones told me to download the app.
Okay.
And then usually in the morning times when I'm walking, I kind of time my walk with the show so I can enjoy both.
Wow.
There you go.
Listen, I am so pleased to have you being part of this conversation. And again, due to technology, we are discovering that what we say in Florida can have an impact anywhere, literally over the world. And so thank you. So let's talk about you for a moment, my brother. You are a dad, and we are so glad that you are part of the Dad Up 1000. You might not want me to mention it, but I want to mention it. One of the ways that you have supported this program is not just by listening, but you sent a contribution towards the cost for this radio program. And my brother, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Pastor. I think it's a great endeavor what you're doing. You found another avenue to serve and spread God's word and doing something positive for fathers and sons. So I'm all aboard.
Oh, hold on a minute. Listen, my man, I'm clarifying you. Not just fathers and sons, fathers and daughters, because I'm a daughter. I'm a
kid. He's a dad. He's a girl. Kind of
So, yes. But I also wanted to say something here. Very often when people hear the father-child connection, they almost instinctively say father and son. I've even had somebody writing a check saying father and son connection. Uh-huh. It is father-child connection father-child. Because, of course, we have both father and son.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I'm also a dad girl, a daddy.
All right. All right. How old are they or is she?
So I have a son that's 33. He's a pilot in the Air Force. And I have a 25-year-old that's a registered nurse.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Listen, both of them making great contributions to society. Now, let me ask you, you served this country in a very special way. And yes, I know you don't want to necessarily be commended for it, but you ought to be. And we thank you. How many years did you serve our country for, and as in what capacity?
28 years in the Air Force and the latter years in lots of leadership roles, but I give no credit to myself. I give all glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, man. Let me ask you, as a dad, when you were serving, what was the tension that you experienced? You wanted to serve your country. You did serve this country, but you also wanted to be there for your children and your family. How did you strike that balance, if you ever succeeded in doing it well? How did you deal with that?
Well, I thank God that I had a wonderful partner in my wife that was able to balance my scale. And when the military took too much of me, she filled the gap behind me because it was very demanding, especially the latter years. But I made sure I found time for my family.
What would you say fatherhood programs can do? And I wanted to say the Navy or whichever branch, what can they do better to help fathers stay in connection with their children? But that's not even a question I'm going to put on you. Let me ask, what can fatherhood programs, such as the father-child connection, do to support families whose partners are away in other parts of the country or the world serving? What would you say father-child connection can do or should do to support the children or the partners of those who are doing what I believe is the most honorable thing or one of the most honorable things, serving our country? What can fatherhood programs do or do better?
Well, there's quite a few things, but one is to keep communication active, whether you're physically present or if you're, in most cases, deployed for long periods of time. But as long as you keep an active communication, that's the main part, the main thing to do is communicate.
All right. Good. That's one. Any other that you would mention?
I would say being a positive role model and setting a good example for them because they're always watching and following what you do. Matter of fact, that's where most of the learning takes place. Take the stage is your home life.
Yeah. I want to speak to something before I ask my two co-hosts here to say or ask questions. Of course, one of your best friends here, Charles, is here, and he connected us. Thank you, Charles, for doing that. I know personally, because I've worked with some dads who experience it, but sometimes when servicemen and women return home to be with their families, things are not the same for obvious reasons. And so the relationships sometimes go south between partners, but also with children. How have you managed to I'm making this assumption now, but how have you managed to make sure that that doesn't happen? And what would you say to anybody who's listening who's either serving or about to serve or who has served in the past and they notice things aren't right at home? What would you recommend or suggest that they do?
Well, you have to do things together because you have to realize that things changed while you were gone. But now that you're back, there's also an adjustment that has to take place. Mm-hmm. The best way is to find some common things of interest, like some hobbies, fun things that your children might want to do, not necessarily you, mm-hmm. not their interest. Mm-hmm. You have to listen to what's important to them and show sincere interest in what they're interested in. You have to kind of embrace your vulnerability and work through some emotions that might appear. And then, you know, pray and support your children.
Hmm. Man, I 28 years, thank you, and being a dad all at the same time. I wanted to ask you which is harder, serving or being a daddy, but I don't want to ask you that and get your answer, but yeah, I think both are honorable challenges and opportunities all at the same time. Mike, what would you say or ask our wonderful listener and part of the Dad Up 1000. Hey, by the way, you are part of Dad Up 1000, man. Your name is on the list here, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Tony, for everything that you've done. We really appreciate that.
Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. I'm going to just chime in on a couple of things that you said, and then I'm going to pass it on to Charles because you guys got that bond, and I really want to, you know, expand on that bond. But you said while you're gone, you got to be make sure there's communication. You know, you want to bridge those gaps when there's great distance. And you touched on embracing your vulnerability, because I could see when you're coming back, you want to kind of protect them from the things that you've seen while you were gone.
Yeah.
But in the same time, it's you have to kind of let them in on what's going on, because there may be things that would trigger you while you're, you know, that they may not understand. So could you walk me through on some of those processes on trying to kind of let them in on what's going on without, you know, letting them know everything that's been going
striking
on?
Striking that balance, eh?
Well, for me, it's a double-edged sword. My older of the two children, I used to bring him to different events and things that I was involved with where I could. My younger of the two was not quite at the age where she would understand those things while I was serving. I've been retired for 14 years now, and she's 25, so she's a young child doing most of the time. And I kind of wish I had the option to do similar with her. But I did, but I'm still learning, still growing. And see, an important thing you brought up, the military was only for a season. But being a father is not a season. It's a lifelong thing.
Yeah, you can't retire from that.
Oh, yeah.
You never retire from it.
Yeah. Let me ask you, I had a neighbor, in fact, Mike knew him, during Thanksgiving time or July 4th time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, July 4th time. He hated it. Not because he hated this country, of course not. But the fireworks, the popping, the booming, and he had to leave his home every time that time of the year comes around. And quite honestly, I'm not sure where he would go because
he would even hide in the closet.
Yeah.
Wow.
How Tony, I'm. You said something about vulnerability here, and that for somebody who you couldn't show weakness, not for your men and women that you were leading, and certainly not in front of your enemies, whoever they were perceived to be. But yet you're talking about vulnerability. When and how do you do that, this side of serving?
Some things you can share with them, and some things you still can't. But the which can be vulnerable with them is maybe not in the details of it,
mm-hmm.
the fact that you have issues that you have to deal with because of some experiences that you've been involved with during your military time period. If that makes sense.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I'm thinking of a friend of mine. He served, John. He hasn't come on the show yet, but he's a great supporter of this program, John Jensen. And I want to ask you, in preparing this program, I thought of all the other dads who served, because minus the servicing, dads getting together and sharing, that is a miracle in mm-hmm. itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now you're talking about another component, your experiences, some of them negative experiences, and coming together with other men who might not even be on the same level, and I'm not talking about status here, but in terms of experience. Do you have a sort of dad up for military servicemen? How in Texas, where do you go as a dad without dumping on your wife and your children when you want to talk about those experiences that still haunt you?
Being a veteran, we have lots of resources that provide outlets, counseling, information to pick up some knowledge how to better deal with some of the issues that may have lingered on because of your military service and some of the things you may have been involved with. Those are great tools. But for me, what helps me more so is staying connected in the Word of God, whether it's into a radio show that inspires and motivates and gives encouragement like yours.
Oh, thank you.
Or doing Wednesday night Bible study with a group of folks that I do Bible study with.
Yeah. And apparently maintaining good, healthy relationships, because we would not have met mm-hmm. you, well, on the air, had it not been for Charles, whom... How long have you both been friends, Charles?
48 years.
48 years.
We met when I was 15, he was 12.
So, oh, yeah. My wow. goodness.
So he's been putting up with me for 48 years.
Wow. One of the things that we try to... You have been listening to us, Tony. We try to encourage our fathers and father figures to do something about their social life. That is, formulate and maintain healthy relationships. And apparently you and Charles here, even though you are now living in different states, you're keeping the relationship going. And what a good thing that is. What a good thing that is.
Yeah, I've actually been able to... Go ahead, Tony.
Charles has always been like a big brother to me, but his dad was like a father also to me. So yeah. I was blessed with multiple father figures growing up, and blessed to have a big brother figure that helped to plant some foundations in me. That'd be a good example.
All right. Well, let me pick up on something here. He wants to talk, but he has talked to you for 40-something years, so he can listen. We have a new member of the team who just joined us, Bob. You might hear his voice in a minute, but Bob, welcome, man. He just walked into the studio, and the reason mm-hmm. you're late, and we excuse you, he just came from a prison ministry serving dads in prison, something that we do together, man, and I so appreciate you, my brother. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be back. Good to get excused from prison.
Let me ask you, Tony, when you were growing up, what was the relationship like between you and your dad? Was it strong? Was it existing? What was it like?
There were some good examples for me to take away from that, but there's also some that was not something that I wanted to be a part of. I mean, my dad would indulge in adult beverages.
Okay.
And you know, that can change some things. So the other father figures provided some other aspects that was important to me as a child growing up.
And thank God for people like Charles' dad who dad up and became a father figure for you. In fact, you probably know because you have been listening in Texas, we have three things that we ask of our audience. Three things. We ask for their prayers, we ask for their hours, we ask for their dollars. And the hours part is when we have dads and father figures volunteering to be a dad tour. We don't say mentor. We say dad tour for children who don't have a father figure or who may be able to walk alongside a young man who is new in every sense to fatherhood because he's a boy, probably still under 18, and yet he has the responsibility of being a dad. So thank you, my brother, for joining us. Hold on. Charles,
yeah, and I know he doesn't want us to mention this, but I'm going to do it again because I'm the big brother. You know?
Hey.
But being several times a command chief master sergeant in the Air Force, I'm sure he was a dad tour or a father figure to a lot of young airmen that had just come in and probably didn't have a clue about where they were going, how to conduct themselves as men. And he's never told me this specifically, but I know he has done it. You know, and I've always told him how proud I was because I know it used to irritate him when he would tell me some of the things and I would say, "Little Tony?" And he'd say, "Stop saying that." You know? But I'm so proud of his service, you know. It's so wonderful. Anytime we get to talk, we just talked yesterday. So yeah. It's always so wonderful.
I'm going to ask, Bob is just joining us, so he might not be fully tuned in to say anything or ask anything. But listen, man, we have a dad here. He's in Texas. Like, dad up is in Texas.
That's outstanding. So wait a minute, 7.5 plus one, and now we have maybe more millions than that?
Listen,
this dad up thing is catching on.
I said to Tony that we might have to meet sometime soon because he could be our dad up chapter in Texas. Talking about that, do you know of fatherhood programs in Texas? I know they exist, but and the reason I'm asking you that is that very often somebody asks you, do you know where you can find an AA or an NA? Or somebody says, call this number or go down there, and rightly so. They should be known. But fatherhood programs, you have to dig deep sometimes to find them. We're hoping to change that. But seriously, do you know of fatherhood agencies or programs up there that you could make mention of?
You know, Pastor, honestly, I do not know at this time, but I look forward to looking into it to see if I could find something.
Listen, man, seriously, we might need to talk because, again, one of the things that we are going to be doing is to utilize technology for our benefit and get the news out to as many people as possible. We're almost out of time, so I don't want you to go anywhere, Tony, because we're going to continue this conversation. But for a wonderful listening audience, we want you to know that you can be part of this movement. And even if you're in Texas or anywhere else, you can be part of this movement. We ask for your prayers. Tony, it seems as if that is a vital part of your life. I want to talk to you about that as to whether or not it was while you were serving, before you served, that became such a crucial part of your daily life. But also, listening audience, you can be a part of this movement by giving your hours, volunteering to be a dad tour for a child to read to or read with them. We also ask for your dollars. And again, Tony, thank you. You did sponsor one of our shows by sending a contribution to us from Texas. And again, listening audience, you can be part of what we're doing here by your prayers, your dollars, your hours. Tony, you haven't gotten off the hook. We're coming right back because I want to hear one of your jokes, man. I want to hear one of your jokes. Please call us at 561-229-2379. You can also text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Charles, I'm going to give you the opportunity to say the final word to your friend before we go to part two, because we are going to continue this interview with him.
Well, you know, as always, brother, it's always great to talk with you. And anytime I get a chance to see you and give you a hug, man, it's just something special. So I really appreciate you.
Same
thing,
big brother. When do I get to share my joke?
Oh,
yeah.
He's ready.
Oh,
All right. Let's go right to it.
Is that your training? That must be his training kicking in, man. Ready for anything. All right. We're coming right back to you for your joke. Don't go anywhere. But in the meantime, Bob, how were those men that you met? We met this morning, you and I, and you went straight to the prison. And again, another set of dads that are dear to my heart and to many of us listening.
You know, I was just blown away today because on the way to the chapel, once we get into the prison ground, you could hear the praise.
They were singing.
Coming. They were singing like you can't believe. The place was absolutely packed. The Holy Spirit was present. Man, God was just working in this place. It was
Amen.
Great.
Wow.
Oh, man. Listen, we're going to have to do a whole show about that. Dads can still be dads even from behind bars. Mm-hmm. And we encourage them to write to or call because they do have opportunities to reach out to their loved ones. But catch me up here, Bob. There is a sort of timeline where the communication between the incarcerated and their families start going down. I think it's after 5 years.
Usually after 5 years, most of the incarcerated men have lost total contact, really, with people on the outside. Wow. Their friends abandon them. Their families, unfortunately, do. And, you know, we had prayer and share today. I know this is a different subject, but the vast majority of the prayer requests I heard today were from fathers who had communicated with their children, and they were asking for prayer so that they could reunite with their kids. They are just devastated by that.
Man. That's going to be for another time. But thank you so very much. Thank you for joining us. And we want to say to you, Tony, before you go, could you say one last thing? We have a few seconds left, but say something to us and to other dads out there who are listening right now.
I want to encourage all the listeners to continue to listen because there's golden nuggets on every broadcast.
You see why we're going to choose you to be our representative in Texas. Listen, thank you so very much. And as usual, what do we say as we close out, gentlemen?
Dad up.
Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.